This is Tate Servance with your local news at the Thumb Broadcasting Center. Michigan officials report that 51,000 children have enrolled in the state's free pre-K for all program for the 2025-2026 school year, marking a record high and a 21% increase over the previous year. The initiative removes income restrictions, making high-quality preschool available to all four-year-olds in Michigan at no cost, saving families an estimated $14,000 per year on child care expenses. Enrollment is still available with both part-time and full-time options available. Programs operate through schools, nonprofits, and child care centers statewide. State officials credit expanded outreach, bipartisan support, and new funding for the rise in participation, highlighting research that links quality preschool to stronger kindergarten readiness and long-term academic success. Families are encouraged to apply while spots remain open. Huron County 4-H families are invited to attend a special movie event hosted by the Huron County 4-H Council on Sunday, December 7th, 2025 at 2 p.m. at the Bad Axe Theater. The featured film for the occasion is Santa Claus, starring Tim Allen. Admission fees for currently enrolled and approved 4-H members as well as their parents will be covered by the council. Participation is limited to those youth who are registered in the 4-H online system. With no exceptions, pre-registration is mandatory and can be completed by contacting the MSU Extension Office at 989-269-9949 during regular office hours or by emailing Verrell, V-E-R-E-L-L-E, 7@msu.edu. and providing the names of the attendees. The deadline for registration is 4 p.m. on Friday, December 5th, 2025, or until available seats are filled. Registrations will not be accepted after the deadline. Additional inquiries can be directed to the MSU Extension Huron County office. Open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 690 North Port Crescent, Bad Axe. In other news, everything will be finally coming together for the village of Owendale to be able to start the wastewater lagoon repair project. The engineering firm of Fleece and Vandenbrink, who have worked with the village council on the lagoon project, were selected during this month's village meeting to be the project engineers for the wastewater lagoon work. The cost for that company's service will be $49,100. Village Cork Randy Howard explained the bidding and contracting are expected to be done by the end of March 2026, with the construction work on the lagoon to be done in the summer of 2026. The work is expected to be completed by the end of summer 2027. Some of the work the lagoon needs is replacing valves, a concrete pump house structure needs to be replaced, and some other repairs in order to meet the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy requirements. In the spring, the village was awarded a $476,000 grant to address the critical infrastructure at the wastewater sewer lagoon that is north of the village. The funding was from the Financially Distressed Cities, Villages, and Townships grant program. Howard has spent countless hours over the last few years filing out paperwork, trying to secure funding to have the work done so the approximate 258 village residents will not be overburdened with the cost of the work. The estimated proposed cost to village residents is approximately $20 more per month per resident. At this time, I will be handing it over to Steve Adamson with our weather, and then I will be back with our national and international news.
A storm system will push east of the region over the course of today. We'll still keep snow in the forecast, but more off and on versus steady, and some additional accumulations are expected through the daytime. Cold and dry weather is back here for Monday. Another cold front could bring the opportunity for some additional snow showers come Monday night into Tuesday morning, as the front comes on through. Below normal temperatures look to prevail all week for this first week of December ahead. For today, mostly cloudy skies and windy conditions, chance for off and on snow showers. The chance of snow is 70%. Total additional accumulations an inch or so. Highs in the low 30s, winds westerly and gusting to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy and rather cold with low temperatures near 15. Winds becoming northwest, diminishing to 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of snow is less than 20%. Partly to mostly cloudy weather for tomorrow, cold highs in the upper 20s. Southwest winds near 10 miles per hour. Chance of any snow is less than 20%. We'll see a chance for some snow showers Monday night. We'll give it a 40 to 50% chance. And on Tuesday, mostly cloudy, risk for some snow showers, again a 40 to 50% probability, highs in the low 30s. From WLEW Precision Weather Service, I'm meteorologist Steve Adamson.
Thank you, Steve. I've got our national news. Right now, I've got that the Salesforce and other analytics firms project that Thanksgiving and Black Friday online sales rose compared with 2024, suggesting sustained demand for e-commerce despite concerns about household budgets and signaling another robust holiday season for major platforms. In international news, Pope Leo XIV is visiting Turkey and plans to pray at an Armenian Apostolic Cathedral in Istanbul, a gesture aimed at supporting Christian minorities and interchurch dialogue before he travels on to Lebanon to encourage communities facing prolonged crises. I am Tate Servance. I was here at WLEW Broadcasting Studio with your local news. We will be back to our regularly scheduled programming starting the Polka Hour now.